2 dead, 5 injured after shooting in Democrat-controlled D.C. by Simon Kent on March 18, 2024. 2 people were shot dead and another 5 left wounded early Sunday morning in Democrat-controlled Washington, D.C., with the perpetrator still on the loose and unidentified, according to police. The suspect fled on foot after the shooting took place at 3 a.m. at the intersection of 7th Street NW and P Street NW, about 4 blocks away from Mount Vernon Square near the Kennedy Recreation Center, police said. "We're asking anyone who may have any information related to this incident or may have witnessed it to contact the Metropolitan Police Department," Executive Assistant Chief Jeffrey Carroll said during a news conference Sunday morning. Investigators were searching for a black man with average build, wearing light pants, blue shirt, the Metropolitan Police Department said on X. "Last seen on foot southbound on 7th Street NW," the department said. "Do not take action, call 911. UPI reports officers called to the scene found 6 adults, who had all been shot. 2 of the victims were pronounced dead at the scene, Carroll said. A 7th victim showed up at a hospital on his own, police said Sunday afternoon. The deceased victims were identified Sunday night as 32-year-old Anthony Brown of Southeast D.C. and 32-year-old Jay Lux of Baltimore, Maryland. Though the motive of the shooting remains under investigation, the Metropolitan Police Department said in a statement that preliminary investigations suggest that one or more suspects intentionally discharged a firearm at the victims. A reward of up to $25,000 per victim, totaling $50,000, is being offered by the department for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. The other victims' identities are being withheld pending next of kin notification. Sunday's shooting came amid a 35% increase in homicides in Washington, D.C. this year compared to the same period in 2023, according to police department crime statistics. There were 274 homicides in all of 2023 in Washington, D.C., a 35% jump from 2022, according to the statistics. The Metropolitan Police Department's 2023 statistics show robbery increased by 69%. Violent crime spiked by 40%. Carjackings soared by 89%. A survey has ranked Washington, D.C., as the least desirable place to live due to its high crime rate and cost of living. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.